Welcome to the Adoption and Foster Care Journey, a podcast to encourage, educate, and equip you to care for children and youth through adoption, foster, and kinship care. Hosted by an adoptive mom with over 22 years of kinship and adoptive parenting experience, she's on this journey with you. Please welcome Sandra Flack.
Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Well, that is Proverbs 31, verses 28 through 29. Maybe your kids are not rising up and calling you blessed. Maybe your husband really just doesn't get it. Maybe you're a single parent. I want you to know, dear one, that your Father in heaven sees you. He sees you. He knows you. He is with you. And he wants to know, he wants you to know that you are his excellent masterpiece. You do surpass them all, especially when it comes to raising your kids from hard places. I am Sandra Flack, and I wanted you to know that. Welcome to this episode of the Adoption and Foster Care Journey. Thank you for joining me today. I pray that you will be encouraged through this podcast. Also want to say, I missed you. If you are a regular listener of this podcast, last week was the first time ever that we didn't post an episode. And I'll explain why that happened in just a few minutes. But first, I'd like you to check out this message.
Natalie Vecchione of the FASD Hope Podcast and Sandra Flack of the Adoption and Foster Care Journey Podcast would like to invite you to join their Hope for the FASD Journey, a virtual support community for parents and caregivers raising individuals with an FASD, diagnosed or not. This faith-based community includes an online bi-monthly support group, a monthly VIP conversation, and a private Facebook group which includes a video devotional from Natalie and Sandra every Saturday. To register, visit justicefororphansny.org/training/FASD.
So I will add from that message that you just listened to, our little commercial for our support group, my dear sweet soul sister, Natalie, she has been away from our group on a sabbatical, and we have another buddy of mine, adoptive mom, Debbie Raymond. She has been co-leading the support group with me. Deb has tons of experience in the area of not just adoption, but FASD. And she is still parenting a young adult son diagnosed with a fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. Like me, she is a facilitator of the FACETS neurobehavioral model. And Deb moderates other FASD support groups. She's a teacher, a writer, an advocate, and she just brings a ton of experience and wisdom to our Hope for the FASD Journey support community. So I just wanted you to know, if you join us, Natalie is on break, but Deb has been filling in, and she's part of our team, and we just love her. And I even learn so much from Deb. And while this podcast isn't specifically about just FASD, fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, it is a spectrum of disorders that affect actually 1 in 20 school-age kids in the United States, but a vast majority of children in foster, adoptive, and kinship placements. And as a mom myself of two, my youngest two that we adopted, they're 18 and 20 now. They're both diagnosed with fetal alcohol syndrome. So I know how hard the journey can be, how isolating it can be to parent kids prenatally exposed, but you're not alone. And we've got a whole support community to help you. And I also offer one-on-one parent coaching sessions, as well as online and in-person training and workshops. So I hope that you will take advantage of learning a little bit more about FASD if it's something that you are not familiar with. And actually coming up right around the corner on Thursday, May 16th at 7 p.m. Eastern time, I'm offering a 3-hour workshop on FASD online. So you can sign up on our website. And so you can, we do about 3 hours of covering all of the information and ways that you can accommodate and help your kiddos. So not just learning about FASD, but then learning what do you do as a parent, you know? So how do you handle those big behaviors and those challenges? So we cover all of that. And then they're live. It's not a webinar that's pre-recorded. It's me live online doing that workshop. And then we have ample time at the end for Q&A. So if you're interested in that training, you can check it out on our website, justicefororphansny.org. You would just go to the website and click the training tab at the top of the homepage. And then you'll see the FASD button, and that will take you to the workshop that you can sign up for. So hope you'll check that out. We will have more trainings posted throughout the summer. And I'll also be offering our deep dive again in the fall, which will be, it's 18 hours worth of content, but that will be coming up in the fall. We do like 6 3-hour sessions. So once a week for 6 weeks, we meet and go through the 18 hours of the neurobehavioral model. So check it all out on our website, link in the show notes. Also, before we jump into this episode officially, I would like to invite you to subscribe or follow this podcast on whatever platform that you listen. If you are listening on Apple, please leave a review and also on our YouTube channel, because you can actually watch this podcast on YouTube. So you can follow us there as well. And when you do, subscribe and follow and leave a review and do all of those things, it helps this podcast to be more accessible for people who are searching for a podcast about adoption and foster care. It'll pop up at the top if it's got enough reviews and follows. So we ask you to do that. So now, our last episode, I came to you from my hotel room in Swansboro, North Carolina. I was there for the Renew Retreat, which is a retreat specifically for adoptive and foster parents. I led an FASD breakout session there and got to even meet some of our listeners, which was fun. If you miss this retreat, if you're thinking, I could use a retreat, mark your calendar because Renew 2025 is already scheduled for May 2nd and 3rd of 2025. So this is next year. And it will be again in Swansboro, North Carolina. I loved it there. Coming from New York, it was warm and beautiful, and the flowers were blooming and the birds were chirping. And I just used it as a time to thaw my cold, frozen New York bones out. But it was great. And the hotel is literally right next to the church where the event is. So you could walk over from the hotel. Ample time for downtime and sort of like recreation. There were tons of couples, but there were also some singles. And it was just a wonderful experience. So I would highly recommend Renew Retreat in 2025. So I was in Swansboro, North Carolina, as I mentioned. And then when the retreat was over on Saturday, I waited till Sunday because I had to take a flight to Kansas City, Missouri, where I met up with my JFO team. They were flying in from New York. And we were there for a few days in Kansas City for the Care Portal Conference, which was fabulous. But I don't know why it always seems that conferences, their conferences are every fall and every spring. And it always seems like they all happen around the same time, which is what happened to me, because I booked the Renew Retreat, and then I booked another conference, and then found out about the Care Portal Conference, which landed smack dab between the two conferences that I already had scheduled. So It was pretty exhausting because from Kansas City, I flew home, or well, I tried to. We were supposed to arrive home Wednesday evening, and there was some airline trouble, and we ended up having to stay an extra night at a hotel near the airport, and then leave in the wee hours of the morning. And finally, I arrived home in New York at 9 a.m. on Thursday morning, which, guys, Thursday was my anniversary, our 37th wedding anniversary. And I had to actually leave the next day, Friday afternoon, for an FASD conference that I was speaking at about 3 hours from my home up in the North Country of upstate New York. So it was this whirlwind of a time. And my son, Slava, he's 18. He has FASD trauma, you know, like all the things. He was really struggling with me being gone so many days. And we talked regularly, and my husband does a wonderful job with our son. But, you know, Slava, I'm his preferred support person. And he seemed to be okay. Every time I talked to him, you know, they were doing things. He was eating. He was going to school. He seemed like he was doing okay. But when I got home Thursday morning, I put my PJs on and I curled up on the couch with my blanket and with my son and with our puppy. And he just sort of leaned over, Slava did, and fell asleep. And guys, he fell asleep like for 3 hours. So I don't think he really slept well while I was away, which I felt terrible about. And he wasn't too pleased with the fact that I had to get up and leave Friday afternoon. But I was only gone for 24 hours. It was a really quick turnaround. My trip upstate to SUNY, the State University of New York, SUNY Plattsburgh, you know, it was a 3-hour drive. It was an in-person FASD conference that they booked. And I got to do that with my buddy, Rebecca Talou, who has been a guest on this show before. She is the brain behind Run FASD, which is really now a national, international even, FASD awareness campaign in September. And she actually is a neighbor of mine. She's an adult woman with an FASD and an incredible advocate. So whenever we have, whenever I book conferences or things more locally, Rebecca oftentimes will go with me because I can present on FASD, and then I can share stories from lived experience as being a mom of kids with FASD, and Rebecca shares her lived experience as what it's like to be an adult adoptee with FASD. So it was actually a wonderful conference. There were Western adoptive parents there. There were professionals in the room, and there were even college students. So it was great. But now I am back home and rested and back at work. And Slava started officially this week, full time in high school. Sort of so far so good. We've had a little bit of blips along the way, but the very first day on Monday when he started for his full day, he came home pretty cranky because there was a fire drill, and typically his class is alerted in advance when there's a fire drill because it's that combination of sensory and difficulty with transition. So sensory, all of a sudden there's this loud noise, this loud alarm, and then everybody has to stop what they're doing and leave the building, right? So it's an instant transition. And both of those things are really hard for people with FASD, people who've experienced trauma, and certainly my son. So he came home pretty much deciding he was never going back there again. But we reminded the teacher that he needs to know in advance. And apparently the class was told, but it was in the middle of a bunch of other information that they were being told. And of course, when you have slower information processing, he missed that piece. So now he's fully aware of when the next fire drill is. So I guess you could say so far so good. You know, it's a challenge. Stay tuned. I'll see how we make it through the rest of the school year here. He's got like, I don't know, like, what is it, 6 weeks left of school. here in upstate New York. So it's an adventure. Every day is an adventure. So stay tuned for that. But now I really wanted to share something that was on my heart for you. It's May, Mother's Day right around the corner, and Mother's Day can be hard for us, right? Maybe we've experienced infertility, the loss of a child, miscarriages, strained relationships with our kids. Maybe we've lost our own mom, right? And so it's hard. Mother's Day can bring up a lot of feelings, can be a trigger for us, but also it can be difficult for our kids, right? The loss of their first mom, whether they ever met her or not, still that loss can trigger big feelings in our kids and hard things that we, their second mother, have to navigate on a day when maybe we're experiencing our own big emotions. So Mother's Day can be challenging, it can be messy, you know, and when I was at Renew last week, and one of the keynote speakers, Jason Weber. Now, Jason Weber is a foster adoptive dad. He works for the Christian Alliance for Orphans, CAFO. So if you're familiar with CAFO, he spearheads the More Than Enough initiative, their whole foster care campaign there. And he's definitely a gifted speaker. So Jason was one of our keynotes, and he shared a message, and there was one line in his message that just resonated with me and keeps coming back to me, right? He shared a message about his worst first date and his best first date. And it turns out that his worst first date and his best first date were actually the same date, because his date, that date was with the woman who is now his wife of, I think, over 20 years. They got married. So Jason said, this is what resonated with me. He said, the worst thing and the best thing can be the same thing. The worst thing and the best thing can be the same thing. You know, and I've been pondering that. I've been pondering that because it's so true. Think about the crucifixion, right? The worst thing for Jesus, but the best thing for us. Jesus suffered and died his worst day, but yet his blood poured out at Calvary. We receive new life. Resurrection Day is our best day. Jesus dying on the cross is the worst thing, but it's the best thing at the same time, because it's what gives us new life, eternal life, right? The worst things and the best things can be the same things. Think about adoption. Adoption is rooted in the worst things for our kids, loss and trauma. Yet it also brings them some of the best things: family, love, hope, a new life. Adoption is the worst thing and the best thing all at the same time. The worst things and the best things can be the same things. Think about motherhood, right? No matter how you became a mom, motherhood is full of the worst things sometimes, right? Worry, heartache, frustration, pain, suffering, loss. But motherhood is also full of some of the best things: love, joy, hope, happiness, purpose. Being a mom, especially a second mom, an adoptive or foster mom, a kinship caregiver, we experience the worst days and the best days. Motherhood is both at the same time. It's spring here in upstate New York where I live, and people are starting to plant their gardens. And it got me thinking about this. I went for a walk the other day, so flowers are starting to bud and come out. Like, we have a bazillion dandelions everywhere, and you know, people are starting to do their planting and all of those things. And I was pondering, you know, this whole worst thing, best thing is the same thing thought when I was on a walk the other day. And I was thinking about, you know, with people planting their gardens, when a seed goes into the ground, it dies in the darkness, isolated and all alone, right? It sounds like the worst day, the worst thing, right? But in due time, with some nurture, some water, some sun, some warmth, growth happens. Roots go down and shoots go up, right? And something beautiful begins to grow. And fruit appears. It's the best thing. But the best thing didn't happen without the worst thing, the dying, right, of the seed. The worst thing and the best thing can be the same thing. You know, Mother's Day, or any day, really, right? We're on this parenting journey, parenting kids from hard places, kids who've had trauma, prenatal exposure, all kinds of things, right? Whether it be Mother's Day or just any day of the week, you know, we can have a day where it feels like the worst day, right? It could be legitimately the worst day. The kids could be raging again. You know, it could be a day where we get a terrible diagnosis, or just a day when the school calls again, right? When nothing we do seems to be working, right? When it feels like we don't even like our kids. I remember having days like that where I had to pray, Lord, help me to love this child like you love this child. Help me to see this child how you see this child. Because right now, I'm not feeling it. I don't even feel like I like this child, right? We all have those feelings, and it's okay, right? Some days we just feel like life is not turning out as we thought it would. This is not what we pictured motherhood to be, right? This is not what I pictured my life to be. I know when we started this parenting journey, we had biological kids, and then we adopted all of our kids. And I never once, like, I expected some hard, especially with our adopted kids, right? I expected some hard, but I never once thought, oh, we'll be parenting some of these kids forever. Like, we won't have an empty nest, like, ever. I never once imagined that some of them might never leave, right? That we're signing up for the long term. This is the long-term project, right? Maybe we didn't realize that that's what we were signing up for, right? And then we have those days where we feel isolated, alone, and unseen, right? But in the darkness, when we let our roots go down deep into Christ and we allow Him to nurture us, something beautiful will grow and it will bear fruit. The worst things and the best things are often the same things. And I have a scripture I want to share with you, and then I'm going to pray for you at the end. This is Ephesians 3:14. I'll read to the end of the chapter here. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have the power, together with all the Lord's people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. So, dear one, whether you're anticipating a beautiful, wonderful family day for Mother's Day, or if you are already realizing it's not going to be a good day, it never is a good day, Mother's Day is always a hard day, wherever you find yourself, remember, the worst day and the best day are often the same day. Remember the cross. Remember that the darkness is always followed by the dawn. We are not alone in this. And even in the hard and in the messy, God is with us and he is transforming us. Right? We are refined in the fire and we're not alone in there. So let me pray for you today. Heavenly Father, we just come before you, Lord, and I lift up every listener that is hearing my voice right now, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you will just pour your love and your light into each listener, Lord. Pour your strength and your power into the weary parents listening, Lord. Lift up their weary arms and help them to not grow weary in doing good. For in due season, right, they will flourish. They will blossom. Lord, bring to our remembrance the good days, the good things, the things that we need to be grateful for. Even if we pull out a piece of paper or pull out a journal and just start making a list of all of the things that we love and appreciate and value about our kiddos. Help us list the good days, the best days, right? And we could even write down on another piece of paper all of the hard days, the worst days. We could make a list of those things, Lord, and then we could just tear them into a million little pieces and throw them out, or we could stick them in a little fire burning pit, however we want to get rid of them. Lord, we can just give that all to you. You know our worst days and you know our best days, and you are with us every day. So I pray, Lord, that you will encourage every listener, that you would bless each mom on Mother's Day, that you would give them peace, that you would give them enjoyment, that they would experience the joy of the Lord on Mother's Day, no matter what's going around them, on around them, Lord. Even if our kids are exhibiting big behaviors because Mother's Day is triggering a loss in their lives, even if we're maybe mourning the loss of our own mothers or what we thought motherhood was going to be, I pray, Lord, that you will pour into each mom your joy, your hope, your love, and your peace. Help us to each see the ministry, the mission of motherhood that you have assigned to us. It might not look like what we thought we were signing up for, but you have called us to this mission. You have set these children into our families. You have a plan. You have a purpose for their lives. And we are part of that purpose. We are part of that nurturing, that seed, that plant, so that it will one day bear fruit, whatever kind of fruit it's going to bear, Lord. We can only do our best with what we know to do. So I pray, Lord, that you would give us wisdom and direction and strategy and help and hope. And I pray for opportunities for renewal for each parent listening, opportunities for rest, opportunities for respite, Lord. I pray that you would answer prayers. I pray for families that are struggling to get diagnoses, families who are struggling to get support and services. I pray, Lord, that you would just open doors to all of those things, Lord. Provide what each one is needing, Lord. And ultimately, Lord, help us, Father, to be just filled with your Holy Spirit and reminded of just how wide and long and high and deep your love for us is, your love for our kids is. Renew our strength, Lord, and our peace and our joy. And I pray that you will bless each mom, Lord. We all want more best days than worst days, Lord, but help us to remember that no matter what each day brings, as long as we're sending our roots down deep into you, we can have best days, no matter what's going on around us. So we thank you, Lord, and I pray that you would just draw near to each one listening today. Encourage and bless them. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. I hope that you were encouraged by this message today. I thank you for listening to the Adoption and Journey, Adoption and Foster Care Journey podcast. We are here to encourage you. We are here to equip you for this parenting journey. I'm passionate about equipping as well as inspiring and encouraging. Make sure that you check out the training and the resources that we have available for you. And even if you have a support group or you have a church or an agency or some place where you think that they would benefit from some FASD training, let me know. I have some speaking engagements lined up for this summer and available, of course. So feel free to reach out. Again, our website, justicefororphansny.org. You can always contact me through there. Don't forget to subscribe. And follow us on social media. We have our Facebook and Instagram page and LinkedIn at Justice for Orphans. And me, Sandra Flack, I am on all of those platforms as well. I also have a personal blog, sandraflack.com, where I blog a lot about FASD, but other things as well. So feel free to check that out. So again, I'm so grateful that you spent your valuable time with me today. Thrilled to have you along for the journey.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Adoption and Foster Care Journey podcast, brought to you by Justice for Orphans. We hope you were encouraged today. Please be sure to subscribe to this podcast and leave a review and share it with your fellow foster and adoptive parent friends so they can be encouraged too. Be sure to find and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Justice for Orphans. And check out our website for vital resources at justicefororphansny.org.